Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen. I messed this up. Amen. We give honor and praise to our Lord and Savior on this morning. We are thankful and grateful unto God, for this is the day the Lord has made, and we should rejoice and be glad in it. It's good to give praises unto the Lord, for He is a good God, and He is worthy of all the praise. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Gaitrell Johnson. I serve as a pastor and the executive director at the Transformation Life Center. And earlier this month, we received a love gift from this body of believers. And as a representative, a leader of that ministry, we want to humbly say thank you for your giving unto our ministry. Thank you for the love and support that you show us as we attempt to be used by God to help other people. As you see, my better half, the lovely and beautiful Minister Shakia Johnson, is not here with me this morning. Amen. She sends her love along with TLC to you. She's being about her father's business, taking care of the women at the Jewel House this morning. But I have my son, Jeremiah, and my granddaughter, Madison, who couldn't help but to volunteer to come and support me this morning. So we thank God for them and them being here with me. And also, I would like just to briefly give a praise report, if that's okay. Is that all right? Last time I was here with y'all and ministering the Word of God, I touched on a topic of conversation dealing with fear. And right after I got out the pulpit, I was sharing with someone that I'm scared of heights. Amen. And the response was, "You were just preaching about fear." And I said, "Yeah, you're right." So this is the praise report, right? The praise report was, last Saturday, I had an opportunity to put the word into action. Amen. And those are my witnesses right there. We were celebrating Jeremiah's birthday, and there was a Ferris wheel. And I'm scared of heights, and it was pretty tall. And I made a decision, I'm going to put this word into action, and I got on the Ferris wheel. And you can believe it, I didn't die. Amen. I was able to come down in my right mind, and I was a little nervous up there a little bit because of the height and everything, but God is good. Amen. So I just share that with you, that the word works. If you work it, if you apply it to your life, you're going to be able to do all types of things that you thought you never could do before. So praise God for that. So what we're going to do now, we're just going to get into the message here on this morning, if that's all right with everybody. And I'd like everyone to turn to your Bibles, turn to the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 1. And we're going to start at the 18th verse to the end. And after you find it, if you wouldn't mind standing to your feet in reverence to the word of the Lord, we would greatly appreciate that. Looking at the Gospel of Matthew chapter 1, we're going to start at verse 18 until the end. And the word of the Lord is read. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph. Therefore they came together. She was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, and he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not until she brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I'd like to offer up a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father, another opportunity, Father, to be before your people, Lord. Lord, I pray, Father, that you would allow the presence of your Spirit to take over this body, O God. We pray, Father, that everything that is preached in your name, Lord, would be preached with power, Lord. And we pray, Father, that you would be glorified. And all these things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So my focus verse here out of this passage of Scripture is verse 23, which reads again, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And for a subject I would like to present to you this morning, a divine destiny. A divine destiny. The word divine in the Greek is pronounced, and if I pronounce it wrong, please forgive me, theos, which means the one true God. In the Hebrew, divine is pronounced Elohim or Yahweh, which always is plural. Which that means is we're talking about a supreme God that is more than one. Are you still with me? We're talking about God the Father, we're talking about God the Son, and we're talking about God the Holy Spirit. Divine. Something that goes beyond our understanding. Divine. Something that is greater than the natural. We could even call it supernatural. We're talking about a divine presence that is coming from and is God. We're looking at the word destiny. A divine destiny. Once again, in the Hebrew, or in the Greek, and if I pronounce it wrong, please forgive me, I believe it's pronounced bole, which means a resolved plan. This plan resolved by God is to give him glory, to give him honor, and he takes this plan and takes everything physical and aligns it so it can become a spiritual end. What we're talking about is a plan given by God to give him glory, honor, and praise. A divine destiny. As we celebrate the birth of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ, as we focus on the significance of this birth and how divine that destiny was for him, I also want to encourage us to not overlook how divine that destiny is for us too, for those that believe. What I'm trying to come across to you is that if you would have faith in Christ Jesus, that destiny that was divine for Jesus also applies for you in your life. If you have faith in the Lord as being the Son of God, if you believe Jesus is the Messiah, that same power that made Jesus' existence to be divine, that same power will also work for you in your life. Does anyone believe that if you would just believe on the word, Jesus Christ, if you would just release your faith to understand who he is, that your destiny will also be divine? Do you believe here on today that the Lord is able to take things that were old and to make them new? Do you believe that through the power of the Holy One, that the old will be passed away and you can walk in the newness of Christ Jesus? The Bible says the steps of a righteous man or woman are ordered by the Lord. And in this following the steps of the Lord Jesus will put you in a place to fulfill what he has called you to do. Looking at this passage of scripture here, as we look at Matthew chapter 1, starting in verse 18, we see that Matthew mentions the events that transpired before the birth of Jesus. Now, put yourself in the place of Joseph. If you're not familiar with who Joseph is about to be married to Mary. The Bible is clear, and it says that up to this point, they didn't have any physical relation. They kept themselves apart. So in the engagement process, Mary comes to let him know that she is pregnant by the Holy Spirit. I slow down for a moment so you can really understand what I'm trying to get across to you. If this is you, and you're about to get married to a woman, for all you fellows out there, and she's telling that she hasn't been messing around, and it's the Holy Spirit that's impregnated her, your thoughts may be similar to what I might think. I might think that maybe someone isn't being completely honest. Can I get a witness?
Yeah.
Or are y'all just that spiritual to believe? So, what I love about this is, this example shows us and tells us that this coming of the Lord Jesus is the fulfillment of prophecy. Back in Isaiah 7 and 14, the Bible says, therefore the Lord himself, I love that, he didn't need any help. Therefore the Lord himself, he is just sovereign, he is just great, he himself, right, shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Now this happened in the book of Isaiah. Now, this prophecy is coming to pass for the Lord himself through the Holy Ghost impregnated Mary. The point I'm trying to get to with this part of the story is that Joseph had some doubt. The Bible says here that because he was an upright man, he didn't want to embarrass Mary. He didn't want to make a public disgrace of her. And he was going to put her away privately, right? But then the Lord himself, through an angel, spoke to Joseph to confirm to him that what she is telling him was the truth. There's a good point right here. I'm going to pause for a moment and share this point with you. That sometimes when we see or hear something that doesn't make any sense to us, that sometimes it goes beyond our little imaginations and thoughts. Sometimes it's good just to do nothing and let the Lord speak to you about that thing. What I'm talking about is instead of making a decision on what you see or hear and then go ahead and not bringing it to God, we could find ourselves in a jam if we would move too fast. Joseph here thought in his mind about the situation. He thought he was going to put her away, but he didn't put any action behind it. What I'm trying to say is sometimes we have to learn to wait on God. Sometimes we got to slow ourselves down long enough and let the Lord speak to us according to his will. Sometimes we can't just do something or say something because we have a knee-jerk reaction. It's very important for us to sit back and let the Lord meditate to us and to speak to our hearts and minds before we make a crucial mistake for our lives. Are you understanding what I'm trying to say this morning? What we love about God is the Bible says that He will never leave us nor forsake us. What I love about God is He's not a deadbeat dad. Those that belong to Him, He will speak to, He will lead, He will guide, and He will direct our path. All we have to learn to do is to be obedient, like Joseph did. Joseph heard from the angel, and he put what he heard from the angel into action. And he said, okay, Lord, this is Your will, this is what You want me to do. So I'm going to go ahead and do what You have asked me to do. That's another good point that we need to think about for a while. Sometimes the Lord will ask us to do and say things that doesn't even really make too much sense to us. Can I get a witness? Sometimes God will give us direction and say some things to us that just doesn't make any sense. That's how you know that's God. Amen. When the Lord does stuff that really blows your mind, blows your understanding, the best bet to do is to surrender our will and our way and do what the Lord has asked us to do. Looking at this scripture here, we see that Mary, she was used by the Lord to bring forth our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I know we're talking about just His birth, but those of us who understand who He is need to really slow down enough to really consider what we're talking about here. You see, He came to this earth. He came to fulfill the laws of the prophets. He didn't come to abolish it. He came to save us from our sin. He came to stand in the gap to redeem us from what the fall of Adam caused. Because of Jesus and Him being born here on this earth and us understanding what that really means, we have a chance to be born again. That reminds me, because He was born, now we can be born again. It reminds me of the Pharisee Nicodemus, who came to Jesus during the night, wanting to know, what must I do to be saved? And the Bible says that we must be born again, born of water and born of the Spirit. We have to make the decision to grab hold of Jesus. We have to make a decision to say, for God I will live and for God I will die. The fact that Jesus was born gave us an opportunity to live this life all over again. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to preach this morning, but I'm talking about having a new life. I don't know about you guys, but before I met Jesus, my life was in despair. Before I met Jesus, I was going on a one-way ticket to hell. But what the Lord did in my life, and I believe the same thing He did in your life, when you receive the Lord Jesus, you have an opportunity to have life and life more abundantly. He came to save us from our sin, and He also came to give us life here on earth. As it is in heaven, so let it be on earth. Those of us who come in relationship with the Christ, we have a chance to do greater things And now we have a divine destiny that could align with the will of God that He had put before us. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say to you this morning, but because of the birth of Christ, you and I have a chance to have new life. Because of the birth of Christ, you and I have a chance to do things that we never thought. The Bible says that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. It hasn't even entered into the heart of man, the things that he has for those who love him. All we need to do is to sit back for a moment and just appreciate that Jesus came to fulfill the prophecy, that God had a divine plan through Christ to save us from our sin. And that divine plan that He presented came to pass. The prophecy was fulfilled. And He was born, which gives us the opportunity to be born again. I don't know about you, but I am grateful and thankful that God decided to devise a plan so that a wretch like me could be reconnected to an almighty God. And it all starts with having faith in Jesus Christ. See, the gifts are good. The fellowship is good. But the fact that Jesus was born for you and I, the fact that even though he was born in a humble circumstance, that gives people like me who came from humble beginnings to have a chance to be lifted up as He was lifted up. What we're talking about is a divine destiny. I don't know if there's anyone here that may feel as if because of the circumstances of what you're going through today that there may be no hope. I don't know if there's anyone here that can understand that or who may be in that place right now. But I want to encourage you as you keep on pushing to the high calling in Christ Jesus, that He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And during this holiday period, He has a plan for your life. The same way He had a plan for Mary. The same way He had a plan for Joseph. The same way He had a plan for Jesus. He also has a plan for you. The Bible says here, just hold on one second. It says here in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not evil, and to give you an expected end. See, because of the Lord, because of His sovereignty, because He is good, because of His mercy, which endures forever, we have an expected end. So I know right now, in the midst of what we're going through as a country, politically, and also in the midst of a pandemic, don't lose hope. Don't lose faith. Trust and believe that the Lord Himself has a plan for you, even in the midst of what's going on. Oh, that's good. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about, but I'm talking about having a sense to know that even though the situation may look bleak, even though the situation may be hard, just know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. All we have to do is continue to recognize and see the Lord as being King and Savior. All we got to do is recognize the Lord for being everything that we're not. And as long as we align ourselves to His will, the Bible says that all things work together for the good of those who love God, the called according to His purpose. So even if the situation looks, because look at this birth. This is the King of Kings being born in a manger. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, they weren't there to pay attention to Him. But the Lord Himself born a baby in a manger. Didn't really appeal to be the King of Kings. My point is, don't worry about what it looks like. Pay no attention to what it may appear to be. As long as you hold on to God's unchanging hand, He will lead you. He will guide you. He will direct your path according to His will. He came that we may have life. He came so we could be more like Him. In His righteousness took away our penalty of sin. And for that, we ought to celebrate His birth. We look to the end of His life, which gives us salvation. But if we got to start somewhere, we ought to celebrate the fact that He was born. And what I love about this is they say, Emmanuel, God with us. Isn't that refreshing? Isn't that good news? That we don't have to live this life alone? Even when people walk away, even when maybe death occurs, we have a God that sticks closer than any brother. We have a God who is going to be with us throughout whatever it is, just as long as we don't turn our back on Him. We just give honor to the Lord on today that He Himself, He didn't need anyone else to do it. He sent Himself through the triune Godhead. He sent Himself, Jesus, for us to get reconnected to Him. I don't know about you all, but that's good news to me. I don't know about you all, but just knowing that no matter what happens in my life, all I got to do is call on the name of Jesus. The Bible says anyone who would call on the name of Jesus, what? Shall be saved. I dare you, if you're going through a circumstance, just to call on His name. I've tried it. I've tried Him, and He's all right. Calling on the name of the Lord gives us power and strength, gives us the victory even over ourselves. And it all started with Him being born. It started by God speaking His word in the prophecy that this is going to be the Messiah to save us from our sin. Oh, I thank God for saving us from our sin. I thank the Lord for His love and His compassion for continuing to forgive me for my sin. I would like to say that I got saved and I didn't sin anymore, but to say that would be sin. Amen. The fact that we're trying to follow the Lord Jesus the best of our ability, and He will continue to blot out our transgression. The Bible says that we continue to sin that grace may abound. And the Bible says, God forbid, we have an opportunity through His birth to take a moment to reflect and to see, am I walking as if I'm born again? Am I making healthy choices and decisions? Does His glory reflect through my actions and behavior? We have an opportunity on this Christmas coming morning to reflect on what areas in our lives do we need to repent, that we need to put before the Master. See, what I love about God, He gives us all types of opportunities to improve our life. He gives us all types of opportunities to get right with Him. And this Christmas season, as we get with our families, or maybe not because of the pandemic, as we celebrate the holiday in the way you celebrate, let's not lose focus of the reason for the season. Let's not get distracted by all these other entities that come. Let's keep our focus, our primary focus, on the King of Kings, on the Lord of Lords, and the fact that He came to give us life and life more abundantly. I'm grateful unto the Lord, for He has predestined you. He has called you with a hope that you will do what He called you to do. You have an opportunity to yield to His Spirit, to overcome your flesh, and to get in line to what He has called you to do. So we thank God on this morning for His grace and His mercy. We thank God this morning that He came to save us from our sin. We thank God this morning that we had enough common sense to recognize Him as being the Savior of the world. We come this morning just to praise and to magnify Him, that He didn't leave us in the gutter. He didn't leave us in our insanity. That He came and met us right where we needed to be met. So we honor the Lord this morning for everything that He's doing in our lives. The good, the bad, the indifferent. He has a divine destiny for you. Let's not lose track of that. Let's not get distracted by the other things and focus on what His destiny is for you in your life. So we thank God, for He knows better than us. Amen. We thank God that He keeps His promises. We thank God that He has allowed us another opportunity to be in His presence. So, if I may, I just want to ask a question. If there's anyone here that has not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, who would like to be born again, if that's you, and not to embarrass you, we're not here trying to embarrass anyone, but if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus, and you're looking to perhaps do so on this morning, I want to encourage it. You don't have to do anything, but slip up your hand. If there's one in the congregation today that has not accepted Jesus and would like to accept Jesus this morning, we want to send out that invitation to you. Well, amen. It appears that the house is safe. Amen. That means we got work to do. We got work to do. We got to go out and reach the ones that don't know Jesus. That's what He's called us to do. Now that we had a chance and we tasted and saw how sweet He is, we have to share that with a world that's dying. So we thank God for the invitation to come back. Thank you for allowing me to come back to minister to you. And we pray that you received some information through His Word on this morning. And remember, He's got a destination for you, which is completely divine. Amen?
Amen.
Well, as we close our service this morning, I want to thank you for Brother Guy Chow coming, making the trip out in West Park, and preaching to us today. Connie, the last hymn? One verse of the last hymn. I know that Pastor and Linda want to wish everybody, our families here, Merry Christmas. And let's close in a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we count it a privilege to be in your house again today, Lord, and to hear your word preached, Lord, about our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, being born in a lowly stable. Lord, I pray that everybody takes something out from the sermon today with them into their homes and into their businesses. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.